You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Heartland Theatre Company presents new plays from the Heartland, the Midwest One-Act Play Festival, running July 15th, 16th, and 17th. Three plays that won the original play competition are featured. Cindy Brown is directing the shows. Heartland Theatre's Gail Dobbins says the festival was the brainchild of her late husband Mike Dobbins and former Normal Mayor Paul Harmon. Dobbins says they were inspired after seeing just how popular the 10-Minute Play Festival was.
And Paul Harmon wanted to up our status with playwrights, especially Chicago playwrights or city playwrights that got published a lot. He wanted to up our status that good plays can come from the Midwest. And so we launched this thing with the goal of getting patrons, audience members, who maybe wouldn't go to a new play, or they need a little bit of help in watching a new play, because what they decided to do was enhance them a little bit. They're stage readings, but they hold the script. They hold the script because this focuses on the word of the playwright. But there's costumes, there's props, there's blocking, meaning they're moving around the stage. Little things like that to help the novice playgoer, help their imagination a little bit to see what this play would be like if it were staged.
You have a theme for this year. It is a key. Why did you guys choose a key as a theme?
I find it very intriguing. I think it's kind of broad. I think it's a lovely metaphor for so many things. And as I take a look at the scripts that ended up the winners, I think they explore a whole range of issues, ideas, thoughts.
So you have three plays that you're doing this time around, one of which is called Key Ring, and it's by Steven Peterson.
Mm-hmm, from Chicago.
So tell me about that. You're directing it, Cindy.
Yeah, well, I get to direct all three of them. Mm-hmm. So Key Ring is a lovely, lovely metaphor. I don't want to say too much about it because there's kind of a surprise, I think, from the moment that the lights come up until the lights go down on a lovely little kind of shift towards the end and so forth. It's probably, from my perception, the play that most represents metaphorically, if you will, the theme. Let your imagination run wild. It's called Key Ring. There are keys on rings. Things happen to those keys. You take it from there.
Okay.
You know?
Well, another one that you have is called Good Morning, Miriam.
That one's written by Jacqueline Floyd Prixhorn from Troy City, Michigan. It, too, is it's a lovely, intricate kind of a piece. There's an interesting device, kind of a bifurcation, as we call it, in the oral and terp biz, you know, where one character is played by two actresses, two different aspects of character and life will be represented in that character, about a situation that's very familiar, I think, to a lot of us as we watch life change, we watch our parents change, and how we have to change with them.
Your last playwright is Alyssa Retkovich.
Right. She wrote a play called Positive. She's also a graduate of the School of Theater and Dance here at ISU.
Oh.
When I think of it, if I had to describe it, I would say, you know, think existential, think no exit, think an exploration kind of our inability to move forward sometimes when we get comfortable and stuck. And how three characters explore that in a very unique and interesting kind of way.
You have a guest playwright as well.
That is Mia McCullough this year. She's going to be interesting because she's a stand-up comedian.
She's a stand-up comedian and a playwright.
And a playwright and a screenwriter and a teacher and a filmmaker. So I think she's going to be a great speaker. She's going to be interesting and fun to be with. She's from Chicago. She's got a lot of experience with Wisdom Bridge, Victory Garden, Steppenwolf, and those major theaters in Chicago. So she'll be able to help these other playwrights a lot, I think. And that's a big part of the grant, is to do that. And another part is to get these playwrights acquainted to Normal. So we do take them out to dinner in Normal. They stay in Normal.
They get the whole Normal experience.
They get the Normal experience.
And I know the casts are very excited to meet the playwrights, and that's it's a wonderful, full experience, I think, for everyone.
That's Cindy Brown and Gail Dobbins from Heartland Theater. The new plays from the Heartland Midwest One-Act Play Festival runs July 15th, 16th, and 17th at the theater at One Normal Plaza. I'm Laura Kennedy.